The mask you are wearing is your personality. Look in the bathroom mirror. That's it. Watch the faces you pull. Sometimes approving, often disapproving. You can't really believe it's you. So you look in every passing mirror, shop windows and all, to reassure yourself and confirm it's you. Sometimes you even get a weird, irrational feeling of wanting to strip off the mask, don't you? This is not uncommon. It's just that people don't like to talk about it. It sounds silly. But it's not so silly, is it, when you start being honest? The biggest load you're carrying in your life is your personality, the strain of pretense. Keeping it up weighs you down and sucks the life out of you. You blame so many things for the feeling of heaviness and lack of life. You blame your work, your relationships, your diet, your problems. And yet it's your personality that has cut you off from your natural joy and vibrance. The personality makes you worried and emotional. It's the cause of your moods and self-doubt, your depressions and times of misery. It confuses your mind. It's fearful of the future and guilty or regretful of the past. It gets listless, bored and restless with the present. It's the unsuspected shadow that slides in between you and your partner. It's the cunning and knowing in the eyes. It lives off every kind of stimulus, good and bad, depression and excitement. And it's utterly terrified of being found out, discovered as the phony and spoiler it is. The personality is the face of dishonesty. Do you recognize any of these symptoms in yourself? Then you're ready to begin dismantling the personality. I say dismantle because the personality is a mantle. A mantle is a cloak, and you've thrown the mantle of the personality around you to shield you from the nastiness of the world and the hurtfulness of people. What you've done is you've made the personality your protector. You've handed over much of your authority. So the personality jumps to your defense immediately you feel hurt, threatened, or criticized. It hits out for you with piercing or bludgeoning words. Sometimes you wince at its violence and insensitivity. But then it's your champion, your defender. So you meekly go along with its appalling behavior and make excuses for it to yourself. The wily protector, given absolute power, becomes the absolute dictator, and you despair of ever being free. The truth is, you have no need of this protection. The personality is like a bully at school, whose gang you once joined to be on the safe side. After you've grown up, he comes back and convinces you you still need him. He's able to do this because without knowing it, you harbor all the pain of yesterday, the old fears and hurts of your childhood, your youth, and adult life. The bully, knowing your fear, won't leave you alone, and you're terrified to lose his protection. Notwithstanding this, the personality does have its place and role. It makes a rotten master, but it is a good servant. The servant must no longer be allowed to run your life. It's fouled it up long enough. Everything you perceive as wrong with the world is the result of someone's personality. In fact, the world itself was constructed by the ignorance of personality. That's why the world's such a cruel, exploitative and dishonest place compared with the beauty and integrity of the earth and nature. just as the personality lives off you and drains your resources, so the world is exhausting the Earth's resources. The world is the personality of the Earth. So that's a brief outline of the personality. In the rest of this tape, we're going to fill in the whole picture. First, I'm going to show you your true nature, what you were born with, then your false nature, the ground of your personality. Second, you'll be seeing in a new light how the genius of nature functions without the need of personality, and how you can return to living in much the same way. Also, how you came to be separated from that natural genius. Third, I'll be showing you how the personality develops, where it actually comes from. You are going to understand what the personality is, so that you can gradually realize, quote, "It's not me," unquote. Fourth, I'm going to describe what is me, the real me behind the mask or mantle of the personality. Finally, I'm going to give you 10 exercises to practice in your daily life. All of this will be easy to follow because I'll be demonstrating it in your own experience as an ordinary man or woman. As you keep replaying the tape over the next 12 months or so and practice the exercises, you'll slowly separate from the domination of the personality. In all this, you'll be descending into your own subconscious where the truth of this matter lies. You'll discover a greater presence of authority in yourself. You'll be taking more responsibility for your life, straightening out your messy relationships for good, and putting right the situations your personality has left you with.